Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulter dictating an endoscopy report on Marie Pierre, date of birth 5/25/1963. Date of procedure is January 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulter. Your referring physician is Dr. Mohamed Moussa. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, comma, dysphagia, comma, abdominal pain, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, and malignancy, will explain to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated limpus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal wall, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex suite was obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, for which all the foot, period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam was normal, period, a well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period, bowel preparation was fair with the Boston bowel prep score of 6,2-3-2 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. There was a non-remarkable proximal metasophagus, comma. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE and lichen planus. Next line. There was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis with an irregular Z line at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Biopsies were obtained for histology, period. Next line, there was a small 1 to 2 centimeter hiatal hernia that was sliding. Next line, the esophagus appeared widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the colon was tortuous and there was significant looping requiring a good amount of counter pressure. Next line, the Boston bowel prep score was 6,2-2, grade as a fair prep. Next line, there were 4 diminutive cecal polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was asessile approximately 6 millimeter descending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was mild left-sided diverticulosis. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, comma, next line, avoid NSAIDs, comma, anti-reflex precautions were explained, discussed trialing PPI therapy is, again, as patient reports that she stopped the medication after 1 month of being on it and having good relief period. Recommend pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily, 30 minutes before breakfast period. Patient reports she has enough medications at home. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending pass. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed. And good water intake. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled.